Hello, and it's Paddy here again. Thanks for downloading episode two, this episode of It's Not All About Me, a podcast by somebody with me. as I said before, I'm not an expert, I'm just a guy with ME with a microphone. so I will be relying a lot on you guys, you know, to share experience and see what we can do about this thing that we have. You might be able to tell in my voice, I'm pretty tired today. So I thought, it's one of those days where I was like, don't turn the microphone on. Just, there's box sets, and whenever the box sets don't work, there's podcasts, and when the podcasts don't work, there's, you know, lying in bed doing nothing. Which probably, you know, let's be honest here, probably will one of those, or a combination of those pursuit options will probably feature heavily in the next, you know, what time is it? It's now 9 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, by 10 o'clock, and those things will probably account for most of my day, let's be honest. It's one of those days. But right now I'm sitting up. I'm in a little office. It's not an office. It's, you know, the room in your house, if you don't have kids, where you put all your shit. I'm in that room. So, and the microphone's on, so let's get to work. I figured while I'm rounding up guests to have on this podcast, I thought it would be good to while we're doing that, and if you do want to be on the podcast, and I just really want to hear from anybody, because as I'll discuss in a little bit, our experiences are so different. We all have this illness, but I, from my limited exposure to people with ME, we deal with it in different ways, and the things we have to deal with are very different as well from person to person. So that's why I think it'd be really cool to have more people on here chatting rather than just me. So please get in touch. Up front, the email is itsreallynotallaboutme@gmail.com. That's itsreallynotallaboutme@gmail.com. Or hit me up on Twitter at zeroallaboutme. Zero All About Me. Listen to episode one if you want to hear don't even listen to episode one to hear the story about why my Twitter, let's not talk about my Twitter handle anymore, we'll just leave it at that. You know, if you listen to episode one, then that's a little bonus. You know the sense of internal failure that I feel as a result of that Twitter handle. I don't know why it's such a big thing, but it is. This has got away from me very quickly today, hasn't it? Okay, it's every time I bring up this damn Twitter. My Twitter is zero all about me. Just find it and get in touch. Come on the show. Chat. So I figured, seeing as I'm not feeling fabulous today, it might be an appropriate time to talk about symptoms and my symptoms. You know, again, I will reiterate, I am far from an expert. I've had ME for quite some time. I've been diagnosed for, 4 or 5 years, but I know very little about the illness. Who does? That's why I think if we pool our experiences together, maybe we can help each other out a little bit. So my symptoms, that's all I can talk about, is my experience of this illness. And I think I mentioned in episode one that I started getting this. You might be the same. One of my symptoms is having a completely awful memory. So I can't speak with any kind of clarity on the length of time I experienced these symptoms, but my wife would tell you that it was easily a decade before diagnosis that I was experiencing these symptoms, and a lot of that fits, you know. So I described in episode one, that's what I was saying, I described in episode one how it was kind of like very regular, set your watch by it each month, flu-like symptoms. That was how it began to manifest for me early days. And that would be not having the energy to carry on what was normal for me. And again, we're all different health levels, we're all different body types, we're all different exercise regimes, we're all different diets. So for me, you know, I guess you'd say, average diet, average everything. But I found regularly I was unable to carry out the activities that would be normal for me. It was really regular, and it would knock me on my rear end for like a week. And come and go as you please, with no warning and no goodbye. And I thought it was the flu, you know. And I said before, my sickness record at work was atrocious at any job I attended. So flu-like symptoms, that's what we're talking about. And I'll probably dance a little bit back and forth, but that's still continued to this day. So for me, my main symptoms, and again, I'll stress, this is me. This is not, you know, ME is so different for so many people that I can only talk about my symptoms, and I look forward to hearing what yours are, because I know I may not have some things that make your life very challenging, and perhaps vice versa. So the symptoms for me are fatigue, obviously. It's chronic fatigue syndrome. Fatigue is such a hard thing to describe, isn't it? And it covers everything else, doesn't it, really, I find. So when I say fatigue, and I find it very hard to describe to people who don't have ME, little sidebar, I've been thinking about names for people who don't have ME, you know, because we need, God knows, we need more labels and othering in this world. But just for a little fun. How about like meagles? Like muggles, but they're meagles. They don't have ME. Is that a thing? Let me know. Zero all about me. It's really not all about me at gmail.com. Let me know. Meagles. People who don't have ME. Maybe that could be people with ME. I don't know. What do you think? Where was I? Oh boy. See, this happens. This, you know, this happened. Does this happen to you? I shouldn't assume you know that this happens. But where was I? Fatigue. Very hard to do. Very hard to explain to people who don't have ME. That's where we were. Thank you. Okay. For me, I recently had a health assessment. I live in the United Kingdom. I live in Northern Ireland, which is part of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. So as part of the benefits system here, as I'm unable to work, I had to have a health assessment before they said, yeah, you know what, you can't work right now. So I recently had that. And I was trying to describe to that person, that's kind of quite important that you get across clearly, that you describe clearly your symptoms and how it affects you. So I came up with I'm always knackered, I'm always tired, I'm always fatigued. That's the standard, that's the default. I start tired, right? So it's 9 o'clock now, did I say? Yeah, something like that. 9:15 in the morning, midweek, and I'm tired. 9:15. I woke up tired. I went to bed very tired, and I woke up tired. So I'm always tired. That's the start. That's the foundation. There isn't, you know, good days, and we'll talk about good days in a second, but I'm tired. Just take that as the thing. How are you? Tired. Okay. So tiredness always. and a deep tiredness, right? A weariness, a clogging tiredness that is all-encompassing, that goes through your fibers, through your muscles, a tiredness that is, the tiredness of a 3-day party, after a 3-day party tiredness, that whenever you're, everything's heavy, everything's thick, and everything's a struggle. That's the start, all right? So, and then there's, I think I described it where I was talking to the health assessor recently. So I said, that's the start, right? That's the foundation tired, really thick tiredness. And then what? There's, I think I listed 4 levels. I had to come up with something. This is by no means perfect. I'm not 100, I'm not satisfied with this. And it is all subject to change, but this is how I recently described it, so I'll use it today. And I said, okay, so for me, there's 4 levels, right? A good moment, and I won't say good day, because it can change so many times throughout the day. And I rarely, I can't remember the last time I had a consistently, good top level day all day, morning to bedtime. That doesn't happen, but a good level, let's say, would be I'd be able to talk on the phone to a friend for like an hour. A lot of my friends don't live where I live because I moved. So I spend a lot of time talking to friends when I can. So I could talk on the phone for an hour. That's it. That's the day though, right? All of these things that I talk about as being good, the level one, is if I do it, that's it. You've heard about the spoonies, the spoon thing that other is associated, I think, particularly with fibromyalgia. Oh, great. I'm getting all these words pronounced. But you've only got so many spoonfuls, and once an extra energy takes that, you take a spoonful out of the container of sugar or coffee, whatever you want to use in this metaphor, in this metaphor. So once you empty it all out in each activity, no matter, maybe it takes a quarter of a teaspoon, maybe it takes half a teaspoon, and once it's out, that's it, you can't refill that. So it's kind of like that, in that, for example, on level one, feeling okay-ish, then an hour phone call, that's all my spoons gone, right? That's it. That's my activity for the day. A little exercise, and I do try and exercise. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. I don't know if it'll be today or not, but I'll do an exercise. If I'm okay, I'll go for a run. I've been doing, I don't want to get too much into it now because we're talking about symptoms, but I've been doing couch to 5K intermittently. I did it 2 years ago with great success. It has never got rid of my ME, and in fact, things haven't changed at all as a result of doing it, but it makes me feel good. So when I can do it, in the knowledge that there probably will be consequences for pushing myself, I do it. So I might be able to go for a run. I can get up to 30 minutes now of running. I ran for 30 minutes just 2 days ago. But again, that's it, day over. So I could if I was working, which I'm not, but I'd be able to respond to kind of an email. That would be level one. I could answer an email, because that would require reading. It would require processing. It would require thinking about a reply and replying. So there's several steps to that. So that would take up one thing. So that's kind of a level one, right? That's a level one. That I could maybe go for a jog. I could maybe respond to an email. I could maybe talk to a friend on the phone for an hour. I could maybe, it would really kill me. I could maybe see people in person. I could maybe go to a family gathering or have dinner with family. you know, but that puts me on my arse. Socializing is the worst for me. It requires so much energy in every way that socializing, if I socialize even for a couple of hours, you can guarantee the rest of the week's a write-off. And we'll get on to what write-off means in a few steps. So that will be level one, right? I hope that's clear. So I'm tired, okay? So it doesn't mean I can, you know, just do all of those things in a day. I don't start the day with a jog, then reply to an email, then talk to your friend for an hour, then socialize. It's pretty much one of those things. Like this, I'm sitting at the, you know, talking to the microphone, all right? Now, this is taking a lot, but I think it's important because, you know, if this turns out rubbish and I completely lose my way, then, you know, that's the illness and we're here to talk about ME. So I kind of, you know, that's okay. I'm willing in this situation to turn the microphone on, and if it's complete burbling, mumbling nonsense, then that's kind of all right because you have days like that too. And I want to kind of capture that. I'm hoping it's not mumbling nonsense at the moment. I'm feeling it's not, but, you know, we'll see. You let me know. Zero all about me on Twitter. Do you mind awfully if I take a coffee? If I sip my coffee? Because look, if I'm taking my coffee, right, you could be drinking a coffee right now or having a cigarette or whatever it is you're doing, right? And if we were having a chat, for having a conversation, I would be drinking a coffee and that probably wouldn't make you insane, right? You wouldn't go crazy and slap the coffee out of my hand and say, Paddy, stop drinking coffee when I'm trying to listen to what you're saying. So would you mind if I drink a coffee, a sip once in a while? Because if I do that and you're okay with me drinking a coffee once in a while we're talking, I don't have to go through this, right, and edit out every time I take a sip of coffee. Which kind of, you know, if we're just having a wee chat here, and we were in a cafe, and I was really selfishly dominating the conversation to the point where you haven't spoken yet, that would be terrible. I'd be a terrible friend for a start, you know, and I'm, you know. But if I was doing that for some reason, or doing a lecture, you'd allow me a drink of coffee once in a while, wouldn't you? And as I would you. So maybe you can allow me to have a little sip of coffee once in a while and not say, Jesus, you know, he drinks coffee and didn't edit it out. Because, you know, we have ME here. So the less work I have to do once I turn off the microphone to get this to you into your earbuds, that's kind of suits me. So if you don't mind, I'll maybe have the occasional pause and take a coffee, if that's all right with you. Thank you for your patience. I appreciate that. Let me know. Zero all about me on Twitter. It's really not all about me at gmail.com. Where the hell was I there? Level one. Right, we've talked about level one. Level two, none of those things. It's a non-action day, right? The thinking, too thick. The activity, too much. Don't have it. Just don't have it. I think you can turn a day around. I don't like to say, I don't think it's good for me mentally and emotionally to say this day's a write-off. So I try not to say that. I may feel it, I may think it. As soon as I wake up, I might be like, ah, jeez, it's going to be one of those days. But I try not to let that seep into me too much, because I think that, you know, we'll talk about, obviously, the emotional impact and the spirit, the mental, spiritual, whatever you want to call it, impact of this illness, which is heavy. So I won't say like a whole day is a write-off, but some days, you know, it just is. So level two is none of those activities, right? Can't answer the phone, definitely can't reply to an email, can't open the mail, can't go for a jog, can't socialize in person. So what's that? That then we're talking about the sofa, right? So we're talking about sitting up on the sofa and television, podcast, audiobook. It's basically taking information or entertainment or whatever you want to call it and not really participating. So it's watching Netflix. You know, watching pro wrestling, watching whatever it is. Maybe playing a video game. Maybe. You know, for a short period of time. But it's consuming, right? Without that need, much need for processing. So box sets, that'll be me. Sitting up on the sofa, that's level two. And that can be all day, that can be all week, that can be, 10 days, whatever. That's it. Level three is the same, but it's lying down on the sofa. So I've got out of bed, you know. May not be, I might be in, you know, night clothes, pajamas, whatever, lounge clothes. Probably wouldn't have had a wash. Real talk. Probably wouldn't have had a wash. Wouldn't have shaved. You know, hair's a mess. I'll have just grabbed a t-shirt and thrown on some, you know, lounge pants or pajama bottoms, whatever you want to call them, and made it down to the sofa downstairs. And I'll be lying on the sofa and consuming the Netflix or the pro wrestling or you know, sports, a long sporting event like an NFL game or something like that, you know, or Formula One race, something long that you can just sit through, you know. That's level three, so it's the same as level two, but you're lying down instead of sitting up. And then level four is not getting out of the bed, you know. And it's not just not being able to get out of the bed, but that Netflix, the consuming, you know, we can all consume entertainment from the bed. You know, we got it on our phones, got it on our iPads, you might have a TV in the bedroom, whichever it is. That's not even an option, because the processing required to watch a sporting event or to watch, you know, a Netflix box set, it's not there. I can't focus on it, right? I can't process what's happening. I don't have sufficient battery in me to process what I'm seeing on the TV. So, you know, I can't read in those situations. Maybe a podcast, but one that is disposable, shall we say. You know, maybe talking about a TV show that I've watched before. Nothing new, right? Nothing that's going to give me too much new information, because it won't get processed. That's level four. Normally it's just lying in the bed. And that again can be a day. It can be a series of days. It can be a week. Looking over my kind of, and we're only talking about tiredness so far, we haven't got on to really anything else, but I think that incorporates a lot of the other stuff, fatigue. I would say if you were to break it down over a month, I would have maybe three level one days. That's the one where I can actually do something, in inverted commas, useful. Maybe three in a month. Probably a week of, or 10 day, a week of level two, sitting up on the sofa. And then the rest would be lying down in the sofa or being in bed, not being able to do anything. And that's it. And I also have fatigue for me, because that incorporates a lot of things. I talked a lot about the processing, the thinking. That's massive for me. Terrible memory. Can't recall things, short term or long term now. And I can't process. I can't really. It's very hard sometimes. Replying to a text message. Don't have the power, the processing power in the old CPU, in the brain to do that. And you could tell. Look at the microphone. It's 24 minutes I've been doing this for, and I'm slowing down. I'm running out of words. Isn't that interesting? I'm beginning to mumble a little bit. So that you're seeing it in action. You're hearing it, I should say, in action here. I'll have another sip of coffee and see how we do. I hope you got a good slurp there. You're seeing it in action. You know, this this is I'm losing words, I'm losing my space, my place, I'm forgetting where I am. Not physically, as in I know I'm in my house, but where we are in this conversation. And it just comes on like that. Freedom. That's it, like the door's shut on the processing power I did have 5 minutes ago. That's gone, and I know it's gone. I don't know how long it's gone for, but it's gone. Let's struggle on and see what happens. This is interesting, isn't it? I hope. So that's fatigue. And that covers, as I said, an awful lot of stuff. So I also have the muscle tiredness and muscle aches. That's frequent. I'm usually in a dull pain. Now, I don't have the kind of pain that I've heard people talk about that sounds absolutely awful. I don't have experience of that, and I'm looking forward to hearing other people's experience of that, because I know it can be a major symptom and factor of having ME, but I don't have that. I have a kind of a dull pain that does spike once in a while in my muscles, in my shoulders, in my legs, in my arms, my back, but I don't have the kind of pain that I've heard people talk about that is, you know, agony 24/7. I don't have that. But I do have the, my main symptoms then would be the dull pain, the lack of mental processing, and then the fatigue that covers kind of all of that I described earlier. And those are my symptoms. I don't really want to end on talking just about that. So let's go on a little bit more, and hopefully we can end on some kind of a positive, depending on where we end up. Let's see. Let's keep going a little bit. So, okay. We'll talk a little bit about how does that. Do you know what? No, I've got a few ideas for the next few episodes, as well as having guests on. I want to talk about how the emotional effect. Maybe we'll talk about that next week, about the emotional effect of these symptoms and how kind of, you know, the feelings of guilt, of less than, of frustration, anger, resentment, there's a lot of emotional impact of this illness that goes far beyond the symptoms, and you know, it affects every relationship that I have and is changeable too. I should say one of the major frustrations for me, and we'll pick this up maybe next week, is the inconsistency, right? I don't know tomorrow whether it's going to be a level 1, 2, 3, or 4. I don't know. I can't plan anything, right? I can't say I'll be at your party. I can't say I'll take... I had to cancel a meeting with a volunteer group that I wanted to do some work with today, because I knew that it's not going to happen. But last week, I was excited about it. And again, that frustration, that letting people down, we'll talk about that next week. Hopefully we'll find a way to make it a little bit positive and cheery. I'm not sure how we'll do that yet, but we, you know, I like I said last week, I do have a lot, and we should finish with this every week. So I'll finish with this in a sec. Boy, that was a real tornado of words, wasn't it? I want to talk about that. I want to talk about relationships with family. I want to talk about, obviously, doctors and the, you know, medical opinion, a few other things. So, and if you want to talk about anything, if you don't want to come on the show, but you would like me to maybe chat about anything, please let me know. So once again, and to end, it is zero all about me on Twitter. The number zero all about me on Twitter. And the email is itsreallynotallaboutme@gmail.com. Please get in touch. It would be lovely to hear from you and come on the show. And if you don't feel like it, and there's no pressure, obviously, jeepers, I know that you might not be able to make it. I don't do anything during the day. This is it. This is for me as much as it's for anybody else, because this is giving me a slight sense of purpose. Even though, as you can tell, and as I start off by saying, I'm not feeling well today, I turned on the mic because I feel that's important, and I hope, you know, it's important for me, but I hope that, you know, you find it useful too. So, get in touch in some form. It'd be lovely, lovely to hear from you. Yeah, and so again, this hasn't been a very cheery episode chat. They won't always be, as we know, we have an illness. That is a crap illness, let's be honest. It really is. My rest of the day, I can tell I am two steps away from consciousness at the moment. I'm fading fast. The coffee is not having any impact. I will be, you know, standing up, turning off the mic, and basically, you know, tripping my way to the bedroom to just, you know, flop in the bed. That's my day. That's the reality. However, I will end by saying what I said last week. You know, I do have a lot in my life to be grateful for. I need to remind myself of that sometimes. But I do. The fact that, you know, this is happening, that I'm talking to you, that's something I'm grateful for. So thank you for listening. Thank you for letting me share my experience. I look forward to hearing yours and chatting to you about it. So please get in touch. But for now, thank you very much for listening. Next week, we'll have the cheery conversation about the emotional and spiritual impact of ME. And yeah, I'll think of a way, hopefully, to end that on a positive note, but I can't guarantee it. Have yourself a really good day and look after yourself. I've been Paddy. Thank you. Cheers.